Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity. Billy and Mikey A have left me to my own devices. I am doing this alone this week. They'll be back next week. There is nothing, I have said this forever, there is nothing like a Stanley Cup playoff run. And down in South Florida, we are not accustomed to Stanley Cup playoff runs. The last time we had one was 1996-1997. But here we are, the center of the sports universe, the Heat up 1-0 on the Boston Celtics, and the Panthers about to embark on a series with a chance to go to the Stanley Cup. Winner of the series goes to the Stanley Cup. So an exciting time down here in South Florida. By the way, for the record, I will remind everyone, the only one on our show that had the Heat winning in four, a sweep over the Celtics, was yours truly, me. How about that? And I only did it because Billy put it in my ear. That's why I love him. Anyway, Steve Goldstein is a good friend, the voice of the Florida Panthers. He has been in the center of all of this action, calling all of these wonderful, great, exciting games the Panthers have played in, beating the Boston Bruins in a seventh game at Boston, also beating the Maple Leafs. But this is more, you know, it will get you ready for the Eastern Conference Finals, but it's more about the Panthers winning the President's Cup last year, making a big trade, and the story of this year and how this team really developed. And the guy who has been there every step of the way is my friend and the voice of the Florida Panthers, Steve Goldstein. Goldie, going to join us on Stupidity. Stugatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Steve Goldstein is the television voice of the Florida Panthers, a longtime friend as well. And you look great. Goldie, you look fit. You should be exhausted. You should look exhausted. You're traveling everywhere. You're going to different countries. I'm sitting on my ass right here watching it all, not doing a thing. And yet you look better than I do. How about that, Goldie?
I don't know what to tell you, sir. I don't know what to tell you, Stu Goss. I'm just grinding it out, doing the best I can. Hey, I've had years of rest, okay, because I've never been in this position. So maybe that's why I'm looking okay. I don't know.
You've never gotten so many requests from me in the middle of May, ever.
Right, I mean, exactly.
It's amazing. If I told you months ago that you'd be exactly where you're at, where this team is at, you would have told me what? If I told you like 2 months ago, hey, they're going to be four games away from playing for a Stanley Cup, you would have told me what?
I would have told you for all the years I've known you, I thought you're crazy, and you would have gone one step above the crazy. Right. Yeah, you know, you go back a few months ago, you know, they're on the outside looking in. They got to turn to Alex Lyon. Let's not forget that. You know, without him, they're not even here. Mm-hmm. And all year, Stu Goss, they hadn't won more than three games in a row. And then finally, when they have to basically run the table to get in, they do. So, yeah, I would never have thought it. You know, the talent was there. They never really had their complete team, you know, going at all cylinders all season long for a number of reasons. You know, some of it was performance. Some of the guys were getting sick. I mean, it was just a strange year with injuries. And you know how it is in sports. It's unpredictable. And it all came together at the right time for them.
What's been the major difference? Is it Bobrovsky? Is it his play? Is that a large
that's
part?
That's it. I'll stop you right there.
That's
you
it,
know,
huh?
The goalie, man.
That's amazing.
I mean,
goalie.
Look, everybody's – they're all playing great. There's no denying that, Stugat. You know – defensively, they're doing well. They're covering the front of the net. They're getting pucks out of the zone. They've been a great forechecking team all year long. No one really knew it because they were going around 500. So you know, unless you watched every single game like I do for a job, you didn't really know they were a great forechecking team. You're seeing it now. But Sergei Bobrovsky, especially against Toronto, has taken it to a new level. We haven't seen him play like this as a Panther. And really, the first half of the season, the goaltending, whoever was in there, wasn't even close to that. I mean, the goaltending right. The first half of the year, let's call it what it is, it was bad. Then it got okay, but then Bobrovsky was out, and then Knight leaves, and then Lyon comes in. It was all over the place. So, you know, in that Toronto series again, Stu Goss, basically they're all one-goal games, two of them go into overtime. You know, those games, you know, it's a play here and there either way, and he made so many big saves against one of the best offensive teams in the league.
Goldie, what were your feelings? Because a lot of people are discovering this team right now because they've made it, you know, they're four games from the Cup, Eastern Conference Finals. What were your thoughts? So a lot of people don't know that last year this team won the President's Cup. Right. This team made it to the second round of the playoffs. And yet after that, they determined right then and there, and Dan and I were just discussing this. We were just discussing this, the fact that teams don't normally do this. Teams that win the President's Cup, make it to the second round, and then go out and make a blockbuster deal for Tkachuk. Like, what were your thoughts at the time? Was that the right move, wrong move? What were you thinking when it went down?
Well, they also let the coach go, which is rare.
True.
You know, usually
great point.
New coach comes in because
yes.
The team is bad. You don't come in when you got 122 points, you know. First off, I think it's not that they lost to Tampa and got swept, Stu Goss. It's the way they lost.
Right.
You know, you looked at those games and you're seeing Steven Stamkos, you know, blocking shots and crawling to the bench, and he's back out on the next shift. Like, that's what it takes to win in the NHL. Yes, you need talent and you need luck and you need the goaltending, but you got to be willing to literally pay the price with your body to win through these Stanley Cup playoffs. And I think there was a recognition that this team is really good offensively, had a great season. And again, remember all those comebacks and stuff. That's not normal. You don't want to fall behind 4-5-1, and that doesn't work in the playoffs. But Andrew Burnett was coaching the team. And I remember talking to him last April when they went in the 13 in a row. And he's like, what am I going to say to them? You can't fall behind 4-1. You can't fall behind 5-1. Yeah, but they can because they are, and they're coming back and winning. So how right. do I really tell them? So I think it took a lot of guts, you know, to go and change coaches and make that big trade. You know, Huberto and Uyghur needed contracts after this season. This was the final year. And a guy like Matthew Tkachuk, unless you draft him, you know, there's only a handful of them in the league. Usually, unless you draft them in this sport, guys stay with their teams. You know, Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin, these guys don't leave their teams for the most part.
Right.
So to go get a guy like that at 25 years old, Zito, it was a no-brainer to him. But yeah, it took a lot of guts. But he recognized that the team is currently put together was an offensive team, more of a finesse team, and they needed a little more of the other stuff. And when you can go get a guy like Tkachuk who does all of it, you know, the offense and the other stuff, it really was a no-brainer.
And now you're set up for the next 10 years because you have that guy.
You got him and Barkov both signed.
Yes. Yep. Crazy. Good times for you, Goldie.
Yeah, not bad. Now I need that 7-year deal for about 9.5, 10 a year. Can you get me that, Stu Gatz?
I'm going to tell you this. Well, I can't. I mean, maybe I could. Your agent should do that, but I can't. I'll help your agent out, but I will tell you this. And I was telling my wife this and was talking about this with Dan as well. You're as good, if not better, than any national broadcaster out there. You are perfect. Goldie, your voice goes with hockey. In fact, I would tell you that you should just be the Panther guy for the rest of time, for the rest of your life. Like, don't take one of those big jobs. Stay right down here because you're synonymous with Florida Panther hockey. You are.
Well, very humbled. I really appreciate that. And yeah, I'll probably stick around as long as they want me to, buddy. So I'm good. We can't be living in Florida, right?
No, you're right. Have you seen a noticeable, since they beat Boston, is there a noticeable difference in this team's confidence, just the way they're carrying themselves?
You know, I really noticed the big difference, Dugatz, when Bobrovsky made that save on Marchand at the buzzer of Game 5.
Really?
He makes that save. If he doesn't make that save, the season's over, obviously.
Yes, right.
It's an elimination walk-off goal. You never see that in the NHL. Like, that never... That's because no one gives up a breakaway at the buzzer. So Paul Maurice actually joked around about that. But then they come out in overtime and they look great. I know they were behind in Game 6 a couple of times in the third period and behind in the third period of Game 7. But yeah, that confidence level from that point on really never wavered. Like that Game 6 at home, even though the Bruins took the lead twice, you still felt like they were in it. They fall behind and it's like it's no big deal. So the confidence level took off, I thought, after Game 5. A whole new level after they come back and win the Game 7 in Boston. And I thought the great thing for them was no delay in the series. The fact that they played that game in Boston, the next morning we got on the bus, on the plane, go right to Toronto, and then play Game 1 the next day. They're still on the high. They win Game 1, and then they steal Game 2 because Toronto was dominating that game early on. Bobrovsky was great. And then all of a sudden, I think at 2-0, you know, that series was over because the Panthers, the way they're playing now, they're not losing 4 out of 5 to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Right.
So, yeah, I think the confidence level of it was a really big factor. And I think, like I said, scheduling wise, I think it worked out well. And the other thing about Paul Maurice, Stugatz, he hasn't changed a thing. You would think it's still a Tuesday night in January against Columbus and they're 8 points out of the playoff spot. The way they're, you know, travel and the routine and the practice, you know, he's been doing this 25 years for a reason. Very, very consistent in handling his team and handling his players.
So, Goldie, that's interesting. You feel like if they had had a longer break, that would have not have benefited the Florida Panthers as much as, hey, just getting back out there on the ice. That's interesting. Just to carry that momentum forward, right?
I think it's possible, you know, because they just went right from Boston. And 48 hours later, you win Game 1 in Toronto and you're still feeling like – there was no thought of, okay, now who, you know, the pressure and what's going on. It was just get on the plane, go play the next game and try to beat those guys. I think, and now I'm not saying, hey, they might have swept them if they had a week off. I don't know.
Right.
But it seemed to me they were on such a high that, hey, man, after the Game 6 win, remember that Friday night, which, by the way, was probably the most exciting game ever in this building.
Mm-hmm.
They sent it out because I was obviously going. And it's pack for a week and bring your passport. It might have been, Stugatz, besides your texts over the years, the best text that I ever got in my life.
Besides mine.
Besides yours.
Is your wife tired of this yet or what? Like, hey, can I get my husband back?
Well, you know how that goes after all these years of marriage. The answer is no.
She wants the season to go forever. I mean,
she wants to know where's my tickets. How many tickets do I have and predictions on the games and all this different stuff. Yeah, she's like everybody else in South Florida on board 100% into it.
How many people are hitting you up for tickets? Honestly, how many people?
Yeah, there's a lot, but now not as much as I think people know. you know, I got no tickets. I mean, it's Eastern Conference Final and then the Cup, you know, first round. They know I got tickets, but it's been okay. You know, people are always respectful and nice. And, you know, I should just be sending them along and give your credit card information if you want tickets. You know how that goes, Stu.
You have my credit card information. I know
me
you
either.
Do.
That's right.
I gave it to you once because you got me tickets.
Right. That's true.
Not for a playoff game, though. Who is the pulse of this team, Goldie? Who's the pulse? Who's the guy? Who's the leader?
Well, I think Tkachuk really is. You know,
he is really.
The swagger that he brings. I mean, you know, and he backs it up on the ice. Now, there's different kinds of leadership, as we know. You know, Barkov doesn't say much, but he's the first guy on the ice all the time. There's optional skates. He's always out there. He just does it by example, you know, during games and the way he works and prepares. He's, by the way, without scoring a lot of goals in the playoffs, he has been phenomenal. Let's go through it. Bergeron, Krejci, Charlie Coyle, Austin Matthews, John Tavares, Ryan O'Reilly. These are high-end players, Stu Gotts. A few of them are going to end up in the Hall of Fame. They have done nothing at even strength because Alexander Barkov is all about team. He doesn't care about scoring. Nick Cousins, you get the glory and score the goal. I'm just going to play defense and make sure they don't. Barkov has been amazing with the board battles and those kinds of things. But I think guys like Tkachuk, once he came back, Sam Bennett is another guy. Brandon Montour, you know, you got some guys that got, you know, a little bit of juice to them. You know, they produce offensively, they produce on the ice, but they also have that toughness and that personality to them. So led by Tkachuk, I'll say it's kind of, you know, that group.
Who's the guy that keeps the team loose?
Well, I think there's a bunch of, I think Tkachuk does it, you know, and certainly
really?
After game five, when he puts the puck in, hey, remember the room, boys, we're coming back for game seven, you know, makes
I
the prediction.
That.
And then,
yes.
Then he goes out and does, you know, scores the two goals in game six to get him there
so
to
great.
Game seven. You know, Nick, I think they got a lot of guys. I think the Stahl brothers are a big factor in that room, you know, keeping things. These guys have been through everything, like game seven in Boston to them. Okay. Eric Stahl was 5-0 Stu Gotts in game sevens. Mark Stahl was 5-2 in game sevens. Like,
wow.
Game seven, first round, whatever. This is just another game. You know, I think
we don't sweat this, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Then you got the guys like Lomberg. Nick Cousins is another guy always, you know, joking around, and Ratko Gudas. So I think those are the guys that probably keep it loose. And it really is a great combination. And the other thing is most of them are in the same age group. Most of this team is between like 25 and 28 years old. And, you know, they all they have a great time together, too. I know that's easy to say when they're winning.
Sure.
But really, the last couple of years, they do have a great time together.
Goldie, you know a lot, unfortunately, but this is just the way it is. There are a lot of fans who are just watching this Florida Panther team kind of for the first time and really watching hockey in general for the first time. So for those fans, myself included, by the way, can you explain to us how does this team match up with Carolina here in the Eastern Conference Final?
Yeah, first off, I'm not one of those people, Stu Gotts, that get off my lawn. I think it's awesome. The more people come to the party, the better. And, you know, when you're going back 20 years and you make the playoffs, what, between 2001 and 2015, they made it once.
Yeah.
If I'm telling you the movie is bad, okay, and the food stinks at the restaurant, are you going to go?
Right.
I look at it the same way. You know what I mean? Like, you got to put the product on the ice. That's why I think, you know, when Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu bought this team, that was their mission. And they made the playoffs, what, half of the 10 years they've been in. It's just been a progressive growth. So those guys deserve credit. So
it's a great point, Goldie.
On board,
it's a great point because, you know, this town will get behind the team. That's good. Like, we'll get behind it. We'll hop on the bandwagon, get behind it. But the Panthers have given us no reason to come out to the arena and watch the games.
Right, till the last few years, and
now
people
are. The last few years, right.
So,
and now they're showing up.
Yeah, so I'm on board with everybody that's new. I think it's awesome to grow the fan base. I think it's a lot different than Boston and Toronto. These teams are mirror images of one another. You know, the Panthers are one of the best forechecking teams. They have been, as we talked about, in the NHL. Carolina's right there with them. I mean, they're probably 1-2 in tenacity of getting into the offensive zone and bothering your defense. Carolina's got a great defense. So they're kind of a mirror image of one another, and there's a ton of ties between the two teams. I mean, Paul Maurice coached Rod Brind'Amour, so he knows him well. Maurice has all that history, you know, all those years in Carolina. I don't think there's going to be a lot of secrets. It's going to be cliche, Stu Gotts, but I think it's the fact. A lot of these battles in this series, not going to be a lot of ice, a lot of space. Who wants it more along the boards? Who's willing to sacrifice the body? And ultimately, it's probably going to come down to the goaltenders, because if you look in the mirror, the Panthers look in the mirror, the Carolina Hurricanes literally, in a lot of ways, are staring at them.
This will be earned, Goldie. This is not them. This is them beating the best regular season team in the history of hockey. This is them beating the Maple Leafs, who were north of 110 points, and Carolina, who's probably the second best team in the conference. Like, they run this gauntlet. Holy shit. They've earned this, man.
Incredible. And, you know, and all these teams, you know, Toronto and Canada, they've been knocking on the door for years.
I know.
They made the playoffs 7 years in a row. Yeah. Carolina's been in now, won the division 3 times in a row. They made the conference final back in 2019 when they lost to Boston. So these teams, and you could say with the Panthers, this has been building for 3 years, right? Because they had that great series with Tampa when they lost in 6 a few years ago. And then last year, they won a round for the first time. Now this year, they win 2 rounds. So they got a little progression going here as well. But those other teams that you mentioned, including Carolina, they've been at it for a lot longer than the Panthers have had it with their core group. So 100%, if you beat number one, then you beat number four in the regular season, now you're playing number two. I mean, holy cow, no breaks with the schedule, that's for sure.
Have you thought at all, because this would be jinxing your team, you love this team, Goldie, okay, you love the Panthers, but have you thought at all, have you talked to anyone about a potential parade down Oakland Park Boulevard that goes past Ed Moore Chevrolet, past the quarter deck there, and ends up at the Rainforest Cafe at the Sawgrass Mills Mall? Have you thought about it?
I have. The only thing I've thought of is where they would do it. And I remember, Stugatz, back in 96, if they beat Colorado,
right.
Wayne Huizenga, late great Wayne,
sure.
Big factor in South Florida sports, obviously.
The biggest. Yes.
They were going to do it. The biggest, probably, right? Started the teams.
Yeah.
They were going to do a boat parade in Fort Lauderdale. That's what it was going to be then.
Right.
I don't know if it's going to be Las Olas, but no, I haven't even. They're halfway there. This thing is such a grind, as great as it's been.
Can't even think about it.
They're still only halfway there.
It felt like a year. It's amazing.
I mean, it's brutal. I mean, right. I can't believe these guys do it on the ice physically. Like, you'd think they already won a championship with what they've done over the last, what, month? It's 5 weeks. Only halfway there.
It's amazing. How do you feel? Do you have the pull within the organization if you guys do win the cup? And I realize you're 8 games away from doing that, 8 wins away. But do you feel like you have the pull to get me and the guys from the show? We want to be in the parade, okay?
Yeah.
But we want to be on a bandwagon in the parade. I think that would be funny. Like, we're
an
on the bandwagon. An actual bandwagon in the parade. Me and Levitard. What do you think?
I would say this. If you can come up with, which you can because you could do anything, as we've learned. If you can find the bandwagon, the physical structure.
I'll find it.
I'd get you in the parade.
Will, really?
That's my prediction. I think I get you. If you actually have the bandwagon and the parade is going and say, hey, here's one more structure and a few more guys that need to be in the parade, I think you could sneak in. I think you could sneak in.
I'm telling you right now, I am working on the bandwagon. It's going to suck if I have one. It's sitting in my driveway and you guys don't win it. But I.
what are you going to do with that bandwagon when you're done if they don't win it? Hey, use bandwagon for a second. Going to put it on Craigslist or something?
No, use it for another team when they get good.
That's true. Someone will get hot.
I'll store it away for a rainy day. Okay, thank you. We're part of the parade. Okay, this is amazing. I'm going to work on the bandwagon. You talk to whoever you have to talk to, but it doesn't seem like you have to talk to anyone. You can just get it done.
Well, the problem is going to be if they do the boat parade, then you got to get it to float, and that's a whole nother.
I'll figure it out.
You know, then you got to get it on water.
Right.
You'll be jetting in with one of those seaplanes, you know, with the tubes on the bottom.
But you can still get it done, even if it's on water, right? Just as long as it's a bandwagon.
The boat's a little different, Stugatz. I'm not going to promise it. And I got to deal with the U.S. Coast Guard. I got a lot going on, bro. I don't know if I can get that done. That's like legal, you know, Coast Guard, Fort Lauderdale Police.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I don't know, man.
Are you thrilled that you have a much shorter plane trip to Carolina?
I am actually not going to Carolina.
Really?
Because I will be hosting from the studio because it's Bally Sports Florida. We're doing the post-game shows. Yeah, so it'll be an hour after right after the game ends. We're on for an hour. And they've elected me to be the host from the studio.
Awesome.
So I will not be going to the game. I'll be watching the game on TV like everybody else. And then we'll be on the air for a full hour, you know, on the app, on linear TV, everywhere with the post-game show. That's great. They're committing to do that because a lot of the regional sports, as you know, Stugatz, you know, once they're done with the first round in hockey and basketball, you don't have the rights to do the games. They just finish. But good on Bally Sports. Doing it for the Heat as well. The Heat have their post game for an hour as well on Bally Sports. So.
I know there are contracts involved and stuff, national TV contracts. I get all that. But fans want the local call. They want you, Goldie. I want to hear you call this thing, man. I don't want to hear, with all due respect to the national guys, I want the local guys to be calling my biggest games, you know?
Well, you know, as a fan, I agree. I understand the business side of it. And by the way, on TNT for this series, going to be great because Kenny Albert, you know, is great. He's a pro. Yes. So he's going to be great. And Andy Olczyk is going to be doing the game. So it's going to be a terrific broadcast. But you know as well as I do, Stugatz, when you get into, you know, professional sports and broadcast, this is part of the deal. It's unfortunate. Mm. Of course, I'd rather be calling the games. But hey, we'll do what we can. I'll just be doing a lot of work around the game. So, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate the time, man. We know it's a busy time for you. Promote one more time, goalie, Bally Sports, what you'll be doing so people can get their local fix for Florida Panthers.
Appreciate it. You held up the phone. You get the Bally Sports app, or you could just, if you don't have a subscription with cable, you can sign up to Bally Sports Plus. Game ends. We go on the air live. We'll have all the post game, the sound, all the highlights. You know, Randy Moeller's with me. Katie Engelson will be, you know, reporting from the games. And yeah, we'll be on the air at least for an hour after the game. I'm guessing if they win a fourth game in this series, we'll probably stay on for 2 hours talking about the Stanley Cup final. So yeah, Bally Sports Florida, Bally Sports app, Bally Sports Plus, every game.
All right, I'll see you game three up at the press box where I stroll in, don't pay attention to any of the rules. I act like I own the joint, even though I haven't been there in a year.
That's okay. That's
I saw you there a year ago. It's the last time I saw you.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right, Goldie, this has been fun, man. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for the team. And it's going to continue to be fun. So looking forward to this. And hopefully you're hoisting the cup and me and you are riding around in a bandwagon in the parade. Yes.
I'm practicing my kissing. Of the cup, practicing it. I shouldn't do that yet. You're the jinx. If they don't win it, it's on you, Stugatz.
It's totally on me. I'm good with that, though, as you know. Bring me all that heat, all that smoke. I'll take all of it, okay? I want to be the reason they don't win. All right, Goldie, you're the best. We appreciate it. Have fun over the next couple of weeks, okay, man?
Hi, brother. Love you. Thanks.
Talk to you soon. Love you, too.
Stugatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.